Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifted me higher.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. Great song from the past. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore. Gary has got a new book coming out called The Money Bible. Gary, well, thanks again for hanging out with us. When's the new book coming out?
Oh, I have no idea, Jim. I'm just finishing it up. I sent it to one publisher who was interested this week. And I haven't heard back from them yet, and we'll see if anybody's interested. I have a feeling, though, that this time they might be interested. It's not a lot different than what I've written over 20 years, but people seem to be more interested this time around.
The timing may be just right. So talk to us a little bit about, we've been talking about some of the things that have given rise to the book, and some of the things I've been complaining about and pointing out to folks for 6 or 7 years now on my show, with regard to this oligarchy that you talk about, this collusion and corruption between Washington and Wall Street, and leaving out Main Street in the process. And as I said, folks, one of the indicators is Wall Street's doing great, Main Street's not. That's an indicator, in my opinion, of an oligarchy. So what is your new book going to propose that we do about this?
Actually, it sort of says there isn't a real political solution to it. One of the reasons is in an oligarchy, Jim, you know, the top 1% of wealth earners in this country make 44% of the political contributions. And that's why it doesn't matter a whole lot whether you put Bill Clinton in there or Barack Obama or whatever. It's the system. And what you find through history is great movements, whether it's a civil rights movement, abolition, or whatever, begins at the grassroots. And I think that's what's happening today is the grassroots. As long as you said we were getting our piece of the pie, we didn't really care. But now we're not getting our piece of the pie. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think the reception to the book might be a little bit different. I'm not saying anything I haven't said for 20
years.
Well,
I hope you'll include some reference in the book to the media, because the media is complicit. They're completely complicit, because we may survive the bad politicians, but if we don't have a media that will point this out, then we're history.
Jim, the subtitle of the book, the title of the book's The Money Bible. The subtitle is For Those Who've Lost Faith in Wall Street, Washington, the Media, and the Church.
Right.
And, I mean, we have become
That pretty much covers everybody, I think.
Well, and it's a problem. There's no confidence. If you read the sociologists, there's no confidence or trust in any major institution today. Look at the Catholic Church, even. And, you know, there's in the Bible it says judgment begins in the house of the Lord. I mean, they didn't do anything in dealing with the sexual abuses and all of that, and cover-ups and stuff.
They covered it up and paid off people.
Wall Street hasn't done, and that Washington didn't do, and Watergate and so on. And it begins in the moral institutions and comes on down. The church has acquiesced to, well, let me go back and where this started. After the Great Depression, of course, we were going around for ideas. And one of the ideas of the liberals was to bring back, you know, Plato and his big government, if you will.
Right.
And but then there was another idea on the right, Nietzsche and so on. First thing Nietzsche did, Jim, a lot of people don't understand this, is he turned the traditional Christian virtues into values. And he said, those are just values that some people have. And then you can make up your own virtue, and those will be your absolutes, if you will. Well, one of his disciples was a lady named Ayn Rand, who wrote the second most influential book in America after the Bible, which is called Atlas Shrugged. Mm-hmm. And in essence, most of our baby boomers who are leaders of this country today are following Ayn Rand.
Subscribe to that. Mm-hmm.
She wrote a book called
Objectivism.
Yeah, and she wrote a book called The Virtue of Selfishness that in essence said is the producers, she called them, of the country owe nothing to anyone else. They just take care of themselves and then the world will be just fine. And I think that mentality and morality has had a tremendous influence on all of this, Jim. Which is
and you think not for the good either.
Mainstream.
Right, exactly. FinancialSeminary.org is the website. Gary Moore is our guest. Gary, come back next month. Let's do that 15th anniversary show. What do you think?
It'll be fun, Jim. Look forward to it.
Good job today. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Gary joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.